man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yes, country folks can survive. Hey, this is your country folk up in North Dakota. James Kelso with it for the next hour. Together with you Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. This show is always live. You can always call in at area code 512. That's in Round Rock, Texas. 248-8252. If you want to go on the air, spread your wisdom to millions, millions of patriots out there listening to the sound of our voice. And here we are on August 11th, 2023. Wow, time is flying. Friday. Where to begin? Well, let's go where I usually go. Let me go back here to the beginning. I always like to start with Donald Trump's latest missive to us. And here is one it's 3 hours old. And it's, you know, the theme of what he's put up today is that he quotes a Newsweek article, of all places, Newsweek. And Newsweek says that the indictments, the effort to destroy Donald Trump with lawfare, are actually rocket fuel for the Trump campaign. And, you know, the latest Jack Smith piece of garbage Bolshevik BS has in fact raised Donald Trump's numbers yet further. And oh my goodness, did you catch this one that came out today? Jack Smith is such a lowlife that in order to get his grand jury indictment in Miami, he actually flew grand jury members from Washington, D.C. to be on his Miami grand jury. Can you believe that? I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This guy is sick. Trump is right. He is deranged. And I like what Donald Trump said about Joe Biden today, that he's insane. He is clinically insane. The American people have a madman as their president who has the control of the nuclear football. How do you like them apples? All you people out there that voted for Joe Biden. All you people who can't manage to make yourself not vote Democrat because your mommy and your daddy voted Democrats long ago, or your grandparents. Come on, wake up. We actually have a clinically insane madman in control of the nuclear football, destroying the border, destroying the country. And of course, it's not Joe Biden is not, you get rid of Joe Biden, that doesn't do it. It's the whole Bolshevik party. Jack Smith, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, they're all a bunch of Bolsheviks. Christopher Wray, Bolshevik. Bill Barr, Bolshevik. All right, so let's, the latest post from Donald Trump is this one. He says, Trump, he's quoting a group called 538, which is, where do they get that number? They add 435 congressmen to 100 senators, and then there are three others in there somewhere, like, you know, Guam or Puerto Rico or something. Anyway, 538. Trump has the largest advantage over DeSantis ever. He's currently up by 39.4% at 53.7 over DeSantis at 14.3. DeSantis isn't even double Ramaswamy's number at 7.5. Then there's Mike Pence hanging in there at that 5.5. Nikki Haley at 3.6. What's her real name again? I need to repeat it once in a while to keep remembering it. Randhawa is one of her names. I can't remember whether it's the first or last of her Sikh names. Randhawa. Nimrata is the other one. I think it's Nimrata Randhawa is her Sikh, S-I-K-H, actual name. Americanized to Nikki Haley. Tim Scott, 3.3%. Krispy Kreme, Christie, 2.6%. Asa Hutchinson, he's coming in now at 0.6%. How does that feel, Asa, former governor of Arkansas? 0.6%. And here's our own Doug Burgum of North Dakota, having spent millions of his own money and millions of fat cat money promoting himself, he's at 0.5%. You must be very pleased with yourself, Doug Burgum. We're so proud of you to be our governor of North Dakota. Here's another a good one. You say to yourself, well, you know, DeSantis is such a, he's such a, he's such a non-man. I don't know. He's so unmanly. I don't know. I'm kind of looking around for a word here, but you'd think, well, for some reason, I don't know why, this doesn't necessarily connect, but maybe he's really popular with women. Maybe he's a girly man. There we go. We'll use the Arnold Schwarzenegger phrase. He's a girly man. So maybe he's popular with the girlies, but he's not. Here, Ron DeSantis, how is he polling? He's polling better with men than with women. He's polling nationally at 11%. Men, he's polling 15%. So even though he's a girly man, the girlies don't like him. Of course, men don't like him either, but women like him even less. I mean, there's no hope. I mean, if you're Ron DeSantis, come on. Just, I mean, when is he going to put a fork in it? How much longer is he going to drag this out? You know, the, okay, yeah, I've got to go there. I have to go there because the question for Ron DeSantis is, the question is, I'm kind of stalling here for what the question is. I'm just stalling you, folks. You can hear me typing away. The question for Ron DeSantis is as follows. I have to go through an ad here. We'll get through the ad. Maybe I should pay a little extra to YouTube or something so I don't have to pay. Listen to ads. Okay. They keep getting longer, don't they? Oop, so here's the question. How low can you go?
All around the limbo block. Jack be limbo, Jack
Come on, Ron. Do the limbo rock.
Limbo lower now.
Limbo lower.
Limbo lower now.
Lower now.
How low can you go?
Ron, how low can you go? Spread your limbo feet, Ron.
Limbo ankle, limbo knee. Bend back like a limbo tree. Jack be limbo
stick. Jack be quick. Under limbo stick.
All around the limbo clock.
Hey, let's do the limbo rock.
La, 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 la.
That's it. That's it for Ron DeSantis. How low can you go, Ron? I mean, is 11% nationally with women, is that low enough? Apparently not. You got to spread your feet some more. Spread those feet, Ron, and get under that limbo stick. Love Chubby Checker. I don't think he's still alive. I love the guy. Where is he? Chubby Checker. He probably passed away some time ago. Anyway, that song is from my era. Boy, do I relate to that song, Limbo. We used to actually do a limbo thing with limbo. You know, at a party, you'd have a limbo stick, and you'd see how you could go under the limbo stick. All right. All right. You're not sad you missed that. Okay. All right. So let's go. Let's look at some more news here. This one is, well, Donald Trump is just piling on right now with Ron DeSantis. And of course, the debate's coming right up. August what, 23rd? Something like that. August 20 something. It's right around the corner, 10 days away. And this is going to be a laugher. Let's see if, let's go to DonaldJTrump.com. Let's just see if he's, what will he, I don't, Donald Trump's not going to be there. He's not going to go to that laugher. Let's see if he has any events scheduled here. Ooh. Well, yeah, the Trump Force One in Des Moines on Saturday, tomorrow. So be there or be square. You'll be at the Iowa State Fair tomorrow. And I'm assuming that Ron DeSantis will be there going under the limbo stick, spreading his feet wider and wider to get under the limbo stick even lower and lower. How low can you go, Ron? Okay. Here's a post. The president is reposting something from Laura Loomer, who we all like. And she says, wow, new poll numbers just dropped following the indictment of Donald Trump over J6. He is now skyrocketing even more than before. And DeSantis is at an all-time low nationally among GOP voters. He's at 14%. Vivek Ramaswamy is only 4 points away from surpassing DeSantis. This is Laura Loomer writing. She's writing in the same style as Donald Trump. She's referring to DeSantis as DeSantis. I guess my favorite, disaster, just hasn't caught on yet. Come on, folks. Disaster, that's the best one. Okay, here's something called, the president puts this up, the Poly Market betting odds. Okay, Poly Market must be a bookie website. And here are the betting odds. Trump is the heavy favorite in 2024 Republican primary. The betting odds are as follows. Trump, 71%. DeSantis at a new low, 14% odds. So one out of seven or eight chance. And of course, that's, come on. That I wouldn't take those odds. Those are terrible. DeSantis isn't anywhere near 14%. I wouldn't risk my money on DeSantis at anything. He's not at 14%. Come on. And Ramaswamy is at 10%. Of course, that's silly also. There's no 10% shot that whatever a nice guy Vivek Ramaswamy is, you don't have a 1 in 10 chance of replacing Donald Trump on the ballot. Here's the Washington Times. Here's what they have to say. More cowbell. Now I don't know what the metaphor is there. More cowbell. What does that mean? DeSantis loses the Jeb wing of the Republican Party. Okay, here's what they say. Please don't be behind a paywall.
I gotta have more cowbell.
What is that, producer? What is a cowbell? Now, by the way, Elon Musk put up a thing the other day, and I've got to do it. There's a way to get around paywalls. Let me share this with you. I haven't done it yet. Shame on me. But I'm doing a public service here by announcing this, how to get around a paywall. Oh, heck, I wrote it down and then I threw the note away. Okay, well, it's a website like, what is the name of that website? It's something, how to get around a paywall.com kind of a thing. Elon Musk put it up and he was making fun of the New York Times, and he linked to a New York Times article. And he said, don't worry about the paywall. You can get around the paywall. So I'm going to do that. I'll research that. Monday I'll come back, or maybe after a break I'll come back with it. How to get around any paywall. And it's a website that gets you around paywalls. All right. Okay, so we'll figure that out. I wrote it down. I had it, and I threw that away. I cleaned out my wallet. Okay, so this is the Washington Times. Is a paywall? Yes, I can't get around it because I didn't write it down. And I love the Washington Times. I used to subscribe to it. But that was then. This is now. Okay. Let's go back to Donald Trump. Oh, Newsweek is the same thing. See, I'm going to go to the Newsweek link. This is important. How do you get around a paywall? I'm going to go to Newsweek, and I'll bet you it's a paywall. No, they're letting me look. Okay. With every new indictment, now this is linked to by Donald Trump, and that's why it's important. He wants us to read it. With every new indictment of President Trump, the left's success in hijacking America's institutions becomes clearer and clearer. You're kidding. This is appearing on Newsweek? What? This is Monica Crowley. She was Assistant Secretary of the Treasury from 2019 to 2021. Huh. Okay. Monica Crowley, she's writing in Newsweek. The left's weaponization of our most fearsome government agencies is complete and total. Well, I'm loving Monica Crowley. The rule of law, the very foundation of our justice system, has effectively collapsed. Democrats profoundly fear Trump's reelection. And yet, in their intensifying use of the Department of Justice to bar him from office, they are only strengthening Trump and making it increasingly...
That it doesn't work for me. I gotta have more cowbell.
Don't blow this for us, Gene!
Could be so selfish, Gene.
Okay, there's the cowbell reference. Gotta have more cowbell. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Dixon digs our sound.
Easy, guys. I put my pants on, just like the rest of you, one leg at a time. Except once my pants are on, I make gold records. All right, here we go. Don't fear the reaper. Take one, roll it.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're back here, and I was just enjoying that more cowbell thing. Apparently, it's a Saturday Night Live skit, and back when Saturday Night Live was funny. Anyway, so let's go back to the Monica Crowley article. Here we are, Monica Crowley. And she's writing in Newsweek, and she says this. They're increasingly making it increasingly likely that he will be the 47th president, with their ever-intensifying use of the Department of Justice to bar him from office. Now, this is very soothing to me. I hope she's right. Mark Levin is not feeling that way about it. Mark Levin is thinking that they have some very potent, lethal weapons that they're unleashing with their lawfare. But she's saying it's not going to work. Trump's enemies are so consumed with hatred for him that they cannot think or act strategically. They believe they are being strategic by orchestrating flimsy, if dangerous, indictments in New York, Florida, Washington, D.C., and Georgia soon as well. They think they're burying him under a blizzard of charges, draining his resources, and distracting him from campaigning effectively for re-election. And it may be right that their despicable lawfare will hobble him until November 2024 and beyond. But they're missing the central point about Trump and his powerful, unprecedented appeal to voters. As an America First outsider, he established an organic emotional bond with the people who view him, rightly, as their champion. The chosen one, huh? A man who sacrificed everything to improve their lives and restore the America they love back to greatness. That's an incredibly potent draw, and it's one that cannot be overcome by conventional political means. Hence, the ruling class's increasingly desperate and relentless attempts to destroy him, from the Russia collusion hoax to two bogus impeachments to encouraging the violence of radical groups in an election year, and more. If the Democrats really wanted to undermine Trump, they would ignore him. But they are incapable of that, so they plow ahead with all manner of attacks. The country be damned. They have thrown the kitchen sink at him, and much to their horror, nothing has yet sunk him. Which brings us to the current indictments. These legal torpedoes are the Democrats' crisis plan for the 2024 election. Given Trump's extraordinary first-term record in delivering a booming economy, a secure border, law and order, a restored military, and an end to U.S. intervention in foreign wars, the Democrats know they cannot stop him at the ballot box. So they're targeting him with selective prosecutions in the hope he will be a dramatically weakened GOP nominee, then convicted, imprisoned, and unable to ever serve as president again. Now, by the way, let me just interject. You can run for office from jail. There are people who've been elected while in jail. This latest indictment over Trump's conduct post 2020 election and pre January 6th Capitol riot is based alarmingly on the assertion that he knowingly made false claims about the election results. By that standard, special counsel Jack Smith should be indicting Hillary Clinton, Al Gore, John Kerry, Stacey Abrams, and countless other Democrats who objected to the certification of their presidential and other elections and rejected the results. And then she says, any day now, I'm sure. Apparently, the government is criminalizing political speech now, but only in one direction. And they're arresting political opponents, but only on one side. I couldn't find my mouse. Trump had every right to raise legitimate questions about election fraud in a controversial election in which the result hung on a mere 44,000 votes across three straight states. His vocalized concerns were First Amendment protected free speech, just like the statements of the Democrats who engaged in election denialism in 2000, 2004, and 2016. Let's pause right there. I'll come right back with Monica Crawley after this break.
I gotta have more cowbell.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
We're back, folks. And the producer and I are just laughing it up on the more cowbell thing. Will Ferrell. Here's Will Ferrell in that Saturday Night Live skit. Here he goes.
Bruce, could you come in here for a second, please? That was going to be a great track. Guys, what's the deal? Are you sure that was sounding okay?
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell.
So, let's take it again. And Gene.
Yeah.
Really explore the studio space this time.
You got it, Bruce.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
Explore the space.
Okay.
I like what I'm hearing. Roll it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This is DeSantis. More cowbell. There's Will Ferrell. He's wiggling his butt. Anyway, this is going to become a classic. More cowbell. So, Leah, let's go back to Monica Crowley, but first let's go to James in Vancouver. Hey, James, are you there?
Yeah, good evening. I'm just looking at Trump's judge here, Chutkan from Jamaica. It'd be a real fair trial.
Well, yeah, exactly. And, I mean,
of course,
it's,
I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah. It's so laughable. It's so preposterous. And it's, you know, America is seeing, you know, our whole legal, I mean, people understand this. If you don't have a legal system, if you don't have any system of justice, you don't have the Bill of Rights, what have you got? You know, you've got nothing. So America's waking up to this, and we'll see.
Yeah,
you know,
because the First Amendment, this is a president, and this has never happened before. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
This would have been dismissed in 5 minutes, 60 years ago.
No. Yeah, no, this is
a bunch of communists.
A bunch of communists. That's exactly it. And that's what, you know, if you read Alexander Solzhenitsyn, that's what communism was like. The charges, the legal proceedings were all completely laughable. And Red China, the same thing. There's no standard of truth. There's no evidentiary standard. There are no rights. There are no, everything is just a big it's a joke. It's a bad joke. And it's just, they might as well just, shoot you in the back of the head. That's the communist standard is. And that at times that's exactly what they've done. They didn't bother having the show trials or anything of the sort. They just rounded people up. And then one of the, for instance, the way the communists killed the Polish officer corps and the Polish intelligentsia, Caden Forrest, is they just lined them up and then walked them around a corner. And as each guy walked around a corner, and I guess there were women too, they had a 22 at the back of the head, very efficient. Not much noise, not much bloodshed, just a simple single 22 bullet at the base of the skull in the back of the head. And that was sufficient to kill each person very efficiently. And then they, shove them in a ditch. That was the communist system. I'm sure that's in Red China they used a similar sort of thing.
Right. They do. I've seen it.
And,
this is what we're coming to. This is telescoping or converging to this madness. And if I were the judge in this case, I would say to the Department of Justice, the counsel, would you approach the bench? And then I'd whisper down to him and say, in 2 minutes, I'm going to dismiss this thing back to, and then tell him to get back, sit down in his chair, and then I'd dismiss it.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah. And of course, that's too much to hope for.
Well, I know, but at least people should know what a real judge would do.
Yeah.
That had the rule of English law.
Yeah. Yeah.
What American law is descended from.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the standard has just gone out the window, and the public is, we've been so miseducated, we've been so poorly educated for so long, the public is numb, they are prostrate, and they are, they're being financially destroyed. People are desperate, and the...
She was appointed by Obama no less in 2014, and Trump made the mistake of not firing these people. I thought he would. They should have all been fired.
Yeah, a new president has the power to fire every federal prosecutor, every single one.
That's what Clinton did.
Yeah, that's been done. He just writes a note saying you're all fired and starts with a whole new batch.
Fire all you people.
Yeah.
You've been doing a good job, but you're fired anyway.
Right. Now, that is, Donald Trump has promised that no more Mr. Nice Guy. That is the standard he will adopt on January 20th, 2025. But the question is, the two questions, A, will we make it to January 20th, 2025? Will we get there?
Good question.
And then next question, even if we do get there, will the damage done by that point be so great that even a no more Mr. Nice Guy Donald Trump won't be able to undo it? For instance, if he's facing 20 million, I think that's an easy, probably underestimated number, 20 million invaders successfully imported into the United States, how does he deport those people? I mean, where do you start?
Just get some Texas cowboys to round them up. Round them up on horseback.
Yeah, but if the on and on, if the damage done is sufficient, is so great, can Donald Trump, even now that he's got it right, and now that he's loaded for bear, are there going to be too many bears? And so we'll see. The
wetback bears.
Yeah,
I'm joking. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, so here we go. Let's go back to the president here. But it's nice to hear Monica Crowley saying that it's all backfiring for them. Here's the president. This is all today. Here's one. Recusal, ? This is a post from the president. Kash Patel, who's one of the great Trump supporters, Kash Patel reveals the stunning background of D.C. Judge Chutkan in cases against President Trump, the last refuge. And here's what, this is at the conservative treehouse. That's where this link is going. I hope this is not a paywall. It's not good. Appearing with Sebastian Gorka, Kash Patel put some excellent context on the court Judge Chutkan presiding over the special counsel case against President Trump. Something's wrong with that sentence. I was unaware of the detail where Judge Chutkan originally presided over the case when Fusion GPS tried to block Devin Nunes and Kash Patel from revealing the source of the payments for the Chris Steele dossier. This is a big data point. No, she's already in this up to her eyeballs into the effort to destroy Trump. She's not new to this at all. And here's Kash Patel. He says this: Judge Chutkan, for those who don't know, represented Burisma, Hunter Biden's fraudulent consulting firm. She was a lawyer at the same law firm with Hunter Biden. Remember, Hunter Biden's an attorney. But Seb, Gorka, let's put that aside. What other matters are there for her recusal? In 2017, when Devin Nunes and I were running the Russiagate investigation, we figured out who paid for the Steele dossier, Fusion GPS, the DNC, and the Hillary Clinton campaign paid Christopher Steele millions of dollars, and they laundered it through the FBI and the FISA court to unlawfully surveil Donald Trump. That's big-time stuff. On the eve of us winning that disclosure, before the world knew, Fusion GPS took us to federal court, and that case landed in Judge Chutkan's courtroom. After a month of heavy litigation where Judge Chutkan knew the ins and outs of Fusion GPS, our proceedings, all possible witnesses, etc., when she could not prevent us from prevailing, she recused on her own from that case. Why? We found out her law firm, Boies Schiller, represented Fusion GPS. The very client that was in front of her in federal court was one of her former clients. That is rule number one for disqualification. And then Patel says, you got to ask yourself, Seb, how come it took Chutkan a month to recuse herself? She wanted to block the bank records. So we'll go down here a little bit. How could she possibly be allowed to stay on this case? And it wasn't us, Seb. We got her off because of her own history. That precedent is what Donald Trump's lawyers must apply this week. Here's an interesting little twist. Get this, folks. Perhaps this recusal issue is why four other district court judges, including Boasberg, sat in the back of the courtroom for President Trump's appearance last week. Perhaps the judges were proactively contemplating who would meet the D.C. recusal threshold. In other words, folks, four judges were in there because they wanted to get up to speed, thinking it's very, very possible that Chutkan will be forced to recuse herself, and one of them will become the judge. This stuff is so thick you could cut it with a knife. The complexities, and the public, how does the public keep up with this? This is so bad that, and of course then the media is not covering it. What's his face? The different phony newsmen, they're not covering this. So how does the public, it's too thick for the public to even sort it out, if it were even being covered, but it's not. So this is a very, very scary situation where, my goodness. Here's some great articles that the president leaks to. Here's another one. I hope it's not behind a paywall again. Please don't be behind a paywall. Paywalls are stupid. And I'll find that Elon Musk link to get around any paywall.
She's quoted as saying that the First Amendment is not an absolute for Trump. Get that? She said, it's not an absolute. Well, what the hell?
Yeah, yeah.
The First Amendment.
Yeah. Congress shall make no law abridging freedom of speech. That's an absolute.
These communists want to treat the American people like children.
Yeah.
They think, and up in Canada, same thing, treat people like children. You don't know what you're talking. You don't know how to think. You don't have common sense. Go ahead.
See? Yeah. And here's one commentator. It says, this indictment sits on quicksand more than any other indictment or charge or investigation against Trump. And this means they're charging him with conspiracy to violate the law for crimes committed while he was in office.
Sorry. Conspiracy.
There is only one prescription in the Constitution.
You're not allowed to declassify your papers.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, sorry.
There is only one prescription in the Constitution for crimes committed by a president in office, and that is impeachment. That is the only remedy. Of course, they've tried that often. They cannot bring criminal cases later. They have to pursue impeachment for crimes in office. So what I would file first, this is an attorney advising the Trump team, I would file first a motion to dismiss on that basis. And the guy who's advising that is a former assistant U.S. attorney. He said there are so many troubling aspects of the indictment, including it coming a day after Devin Archer, a former business associate of President Biden's son, Hunter, testified before a House committee that Hunter got his father who was vice president at the time, to talk on the phone or meet in person more than 20 times with Hunter Biden's business partners overseas. And the timing of this indictment, says this former assistant U.S. attorney, stinks, coming the day after Devin Archer's bombshells against the Biden family. So I think quicksand is the best term for this indictment, because I think it's going to sink pretty fast. And
the judge won't throw it out. They want to drag this thing out as long as they can.
What they're counting on. Mark Levin talked about this, and we'll cover it right after this break. Mark Levin talked about the crucial question here for the president is timing. They're going to count on timing. We'll be right back.
Sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone. Big John.
Big John.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Hey, we're back, folks. Now, we've just got a couple minutes left, and there's something the president put up today, and he says it's a must listen, so we're going to listen to it. It's only 3 minutes. It's Stephen Miller, who was very, very close to President Trump, a key advisor, a speechwriter, and a very senior advisor to the president, Stephen Miller, went to Santa Monica High School, near and dear to me, as a Santa Monican at one time, for quite a few years. And here's Stephen Miller with Jesse Waters. And the president says, thank you, Jesse. Thank you, Stephen. A must listen.
How do you even react to this? Do you think the judge is going to sign off on a January 2nd trial date?
Well, we know that the judge in Washington, D.C. is an extreme leftist, and they've been pushing and pushing and pushing cases with this judge, knowing that they're going to give the government, or she's going to give the government whatever they want. But let's just take a step back for a second. There's no authoritarian country in the world that would put the opponent on trial during the actual primary itself. They would at least pretend. They would at least play make-believe. They would at least try to plausibly put the trial somewhere where they're like, oh, this is an election interference. This is just an unrelated event. They are saying during the Iowa caucus, during the New Hampshire primary, we are going to bench the person who is 40-plus points ahead. At this point in 2012, Mitt Romney was 5 points ahead. He was within the margin of error. There's never been a lead like this in a Republican primary. And they are saying that that candidate cannot be on the ground, that anyone who has studied, who is knows anything about the Iowa caucus knows. Iowa voters expect you to be there on the ground, shaking hands, standing with them, going to diners. And the message is going to be to Iowa voters, you can't vote for this guy because he's on trial. He will not be available. He might go to jail. Vote for somebody else. That's what the government is trying to do. And it's not even ambiguous. You think they're going to get away with it? It's really up to the House, isn't it? I mean, the House has to create a degree of pressure and a degree of intensity and focus and determination that is going to make it very clear to the Department of Justice and to the judges adjudicating this case, they are not going to be able to get away with it. And that, yes, that there will be criminal investigations and criminal charges, and that the House is going to refer to the Department of Justice for action in 2025 a multitude of cases based on what they're investigating. But right now, if I'm in the Department of Justice and I'm part of this corrupt scheme, you know what I'm thinking? We're getting away with it all. We're pulling this off. We're literally saying in writing, we're going to bench the leading candidate during the caucus. We're going to have him in on trial over tweets that he sent 3 years ago. This isn't new information, Jesse. Read the indictment. They're like, well, on January 7th at 16:24 hours, Donald Trump sent a message on Twitter. These things have been known for 3 years, and they're putting him on trial now, and they're saying, you know what? It's working. Nobody's stopping us. Nobody's being impeached. Nobody's being referred for criminal charges. So, yeah, they will get away with it, honestly, unless there's a fundamental change in how the House and the Senate, and that includes many Senate Republicans who've been on the sidelines, engage with this issue.
Well, when they get back from their six-week vacation, Stephen, maybe they'll come up with a plan. All right?
There you go, folks. Stephen Miller just said it. And, of course, what they lack, Republicans in the House and the Senate, is balls. He's saying they have to show that. They may not. We'll address that question on Monday. And we'll see you then after the president's tumultuous appearance in Iowa tomorrow. See you Monday.
Is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.